Welcome back to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the Solid Sound Festival at Mass Smoca in North Adams, Massachusetts. One of the museum's current exhibitions is Jason Middlebrook, My Landscape.
The pieces contained include new works from Jason's series of painted hardwood planks begun in 2008. The exhibition also debuts awe-inspiring hanging mobile that functions like a fountain within the gallery. I love it. It's fantastic. I can't believe how good it is.
Jason Middlebrook received a BA in Fine Arts from the University of California at Santa Cruz and a Master of Fine Arts from the San Francisco Art Institute. He has twice participated in the Whitney Independent Study Program and has exhibited his work in solo and group exhibitions nationally and globally. He lives and works in Hudson, New York.
Yay!
And he joins us now along with Mass MoCA curator Susan Cross.
Susan joined Mass MoCA and the team in 2006, and since then she has commissioned new works for Mass MoCA and authored essays for exhibition catalogs and books. She's terrific. Prior to Mass MoCA, Cross was a curator at the Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum.
Yeah, I hear that place is really rising.
It goes round, goes round and round.
Jason Middlebrook and Susan Cross, thank you very much for being with us. It's a delight to have you here. Susan, I'm going to start with you of what led you to bring Jason's work in.
Well, I've known his work for many years. We both used to live in New York, and I didn't know Jason, but I knew his work.
When you say New York, do you mean Brooklyn or do you mean New York?
New York City, Manhattan, Brooklyn, both.
Of course, Brooklyn's hot now.
It is. It was hot then. and then a few years ago, I saw his paintings on hardwood planks, and I just fell in love with them. They're gorgeous. And I thought it was interesting. There's a bit of a departure from his other work, which was more overtly about the environment, although clearly nature is his muse still in these works. And I knew he had moved to Hudson, so it was a wonderful opportunity to bring him to Mass MoCA. And the work speaks so directly to our region in the intersection between industry and nature and also art in these works.
It's unbelievable stuff. I mean, the tree, just the tree, where you have a plank from the middle of the tree. Who did that for you?
It started when I moved up here. I discovered this mill in Sheffield, Mass.
Yeah.
And it's a hardwood mill that kiln dries these indigenous trees of the region. And it's a whole process. Those trees take about a year before they're ready to be painted on. And the one that I think you're referring to is a cherry tree. Uh-huh. And it's a 19-foot slab.
It's one hell of a big cherry tree.
Yeah, it's rare for a cherry tree to be so linear.
Yeah.
And so this process of this mill got me really excited about, you know, living up here and having access to that wood. And that's how the idea is kind of.
And if you imagine it's for those listening, it's a cross section of the tree from pretty much from top to bottom, branches not included, and gives you maybe about a 2-3 inch sliver, right?
Yeah, imagine cutting a piece of salami sideways.
Yeah, the whole salami.
Yeah.
So you have the hunk of salami, and then you wait for it to be ready to paint on.
Yeah, you wait. They have to fall the tree. And then they have to let it dry, and then they have to cut it, and then they have to kiln dry it. So it's a real, there's all these processes.
So do you come in at the process at the point where it's kiln dried?
No, I usually come in at the end. Sometimes, since I know them pretty well now, they might show me a tree that's a year away.
Ooh.
They might take me out back and go,
it's
hey.
It's like when they, in the Chinese restaurant, when they take you to the...
The duck.
The duck or
yeah.
the fish.
Yeah. And you see it alive, you eat it, and then you see it dead. It's the whole process.
The circle of life.
Yes. Well, it's usually I'm at the tail end. Usually I'm discovering the cherry tree in its finished prime state.
Okay, so let me bring you to that point. You see the cherry tree. So at what point does the artistic gear start to kick in and say, this is what I can do with that?
I think the form of the plank really inspires me, and the grain. The kind of grain, I kind of imagine the grain is like compressed time. And imagine how long it took for that tree to grow and what happened to that grain. Mm. And when that grain is exposed and then sanded or brightly lacquered, that grain really becomes enhanced.
No, it is really unbelievable. For anybody who's out there who wants to see something extraordinary, you got to come and see this thing. It's unbelievable.
So you can work with that grain?
I can work with it.
You can work against it.
Against it. But the form of the actual shape is really what I really am responding to. Like when I found that cherry tree, he showed me a few pieces from that tree, but that particular piece I really loved because it has that kind of Y at the top, like it's beginning to be a bigger tree.
So where do you put it in your studio? I mean, your studio would have to be very big to get that in there, right?
I built a studio specifically for the planks that has a 22-foot ceiling on one end.
The tree studio.
And a big door so I can – it's really the plank studio.
Now, can I ask one more fast question? You lived in Brooklyn where all the hipsters lived.
I called it the sandbox.
Or live.
Yeah,
except past
except Joe, that now they're all doing it, as my mom would say. They're all going to Hudson. Hudson is now the new Brooklyn, right?
Oh, yeah. I think that this is actually kind of yesterday's news. I think this has been happening for some time.
Right, but we're there now.
We're reaching critical mass within the next year and a half.
Yeah, I've heard that a long time.
This is it. Rents will go up.
I want to, Susan. How many pieces are in the exhibit?
Oh gosh, that's actually a funny question that I don't know how to answer.
One,
I don't remember. It's probably
three,
about
four,
two, four, five.
A dozen.
It's about 11 planks and this gorgeous fountain and two drawings.
And so let's talk about the fountain for a second, because that came out of a material that you discovered here at Mass MoCA.
Yeah, it was a really interesting story. There was a little bit of confusion about the source of the material, the original. You know, beginnings of that material,
which is styrofoam.
It's styrofoam, but the project actually originated from an artist that did a piece at the ICA in Boston, in which they laid the styrofoam down and created the entire Boston Harbor. And so, when you see the fountain, you see a lot of blue and these shapes that are kind of carved out.
Yeah.
What happened is, I guess he called Joe Thompson about 15 years ago, and said, "I've got all this styrofoam, but I don't want to put it in a landfill. Can you store it for me?" And Joe, because he's got a little bit of space over here, you know, said.
And we're good recyclers.
Yes. And Joe never says no to anything.
But there may be people listening don't know that Mass MoCA was once a series of factory buildings. And so when you say that, mean that he's got a little space here.
Yeah. Someone once told me it's the largest active contemporary art space in North America.
It is, in terms of our square foot. It certainly is.
Yeah. Wow. And Dia is probably bigger, but Dia is not as active as a contemporary art space.
No, I wouldn't say Dia is bigger. I think
you're actually bigger.
But this place is wild, where Dia, which I like a lot, is more refined.
Yeah.
It's like, going out with a hipster or going out with somebody from Park Avenue.
Dia is more a historical collection. Well, this
I'm talking about the physical.
Yeah,
the buildings. The architects really specifically left a lot of the raw history visible. You can see it in this room with the layers of paint, and it's a great backdrop for Jason, actually.
So you find the styrofoam.
So I find the styrofoam in one of the. Sorry,
We're all sorry.
That's all right. We only have a few minutes. That's all right.
I find the styrofoam in one of the derelict spaces, and I said, "Oh my God, this material is it. It's perfect." And Susan really encouraged this fountain from the beginning. I was a little nervous. Susan's like, "No, we got to do this. We got to do it." We found the foam, and then it just kind of took form.
But it's unbelievable. It's huge. It's got water going from one level to another level. And how do you make money?
How do I make money?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has to worry about making money.
WAMC actually finances my career.
It's all the pennies that people throw into the fountain, that's it, right?
But somebody may say, "I'd love that for my home," right? Couldn't that happen?
Sure.
Ostensibly.
Yeah.
But we do a lot of site-specific works that don't necessarily have a life afterward, but it certainly could, and I imagine a lot of people would want it.
But how does he make a living?
I sell planks, I sell drawings, I teach, I lecture,
You're an incredibly successful artist.
I've been doing it for a long time. My father was an artist, and you just kind of... you become resourceful, and you if you make objects and people like them, you make a living.
So I just want to go back to the fountain, because I find this because this is, it's called Falling Water, and this is very reminiscent of Frank Lloyd Wright. And at what point did that image enter your consciousness, or was it Susan who
I was asked this yesterday, actually, on a podcast, and I've never actually been to the Kaufman House. And I think One of the big inspirations was I remember reading so much about the multiple renovations that were going on to repair the Kauffman House, and how much energy and time was spent to bring Frank Lloyd Wright's vision back, and I really like this idea that nature's always going to win. Nature's going to penetrate architecture all the time, and even Frank Lloyd Wright would, admit to that.
One of the things that struck me is that because the water is coming through it and because styrofoam is styrofoam, there is an erosion process that is happening, isn't there? So, I mean, it is changing in some ways.
Yeah, theoretically. I mean, unfortunately, styrofoam, it would have to run for about 1,000 years before it's really erode.
Oh, well, that's like the solid wood exhibit. It'll be here for 1,000 years.
Yeah, yeah, it should be.
There's also silicone keeping water going where we like it, but it still moves in unpredictable ways, and that's what's so exciting and challenging about the piece is that, as Jason says, nature always wins, and we're doing very well to contain it, but it's rather miraculous that it's following this path that we carved out for it.
What do you think there is about the movement of water that fascinates us? I mean, even in that distillation, just in that exhibit that is hanging from a PVC pipe in a gallery.
Well, I mean, water does produce ions that make you feel better. People stand in front of it and their mouths drop, and just watching that amount of water even inside, that's a spectacle in itself, that it's inside a museum, which is unexpected. But just water, as you said, it moves beautifully. It has a beautiful sound. It's unpredictable. The light behind it makes it look like glass. It's also, I think, just about the cycle of life. You know, it goes somewhere and it's going to come back somewhere. And there's that cycle in this fountain. It's water that's going in a circle, basically.
So there's such an interesting story here between the curator and the artist, the collaboration that goes on. And I think people don't always know that.
Well, Jason brought this proposal for the fountain, and I think he was actually shocked that we said, yes, let's do it. It's the perfect project for Mass MoCA because we love these opportunities and challenges to do things that other museums can't.
Jason Middlebrook, My Landscape, is on display at Mass MoCA through April 2014. And it sounds like you have a lot of time, but why not do it, as soon as possible? Or this weekend when you're here at the festival. Absolutely. You learn to learn more, visit massmocha.org or jasonmiddlebrook.com. Cool website. jasonmiddlebrook.com. Susan Cross and Jason Middlebrook. A real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving us a tour early. I really appreciate it.
And give our love to all those wonderful WMCers in Hudson, New York.
We will.
Thank you very much. You're listening to the Roundtables, a live broadcast from the Solid Sound Festival at Mass MoCA on WAMC.